Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Hello there, and welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany Hansen, your coach, and I am excited to be with you here today. I appreciate you and all that you're out there doing in the world, the way you're teaching, serving, and leading other people. And I want to help you reach your goals today. So we're going to be talking about a goal that you have. I want you to think about a goal, something that matters to you, and I'm going to ask you some questions to really help you think around that goal. So sit back and enjoy the conversation we're going to have around your goals today. What's in it for you, you might be thinking? Well, one thing that's in it for you is right here and right now, you're going to get a little taste of coaching. Coaching is a process that some people have never even tried before. It's a conversation with someone who's got some trained methods and skills and models where they use those things to help you achieve something that you would like to do. It could be to reach a goal or to develop in a certain way or to see things in a new way. In my experience as a coach, I believe that one of the best things that comes out of coaching is that you gain new awareness of yourself and your own possibilities. Now, that might sound simplistic to say, but there are so many ways we have an assumed way of being or an assumption about the world we live in, and we can change that a little bit, expand it, and you can come at a problem with totally fresh perspective. It's an amazing thing. I've been coached myself a lot of times, and I have really found that a simple conversation with a well-trained coach can make all the difference. If you've ever wondered, where is that person in your life who's really going to listen to you, who's just going to care about what's happening with you and you alone, who's going to give you their undivided attention? It's probably a life coach. So I encourage you to open your mind and your heart to the possibility of coaching in the future. Now let's get back to this one goal that you are going to be thinking about today. Whatever your goal is, it can be something simple or something really complicated, something big or something small. I know I have a goal in mind, and I'm going to be thinking about it myself while we're having this conversation. Now, as you think about that goal, I want you to think about where you are right now compared to reaching that goal. How far away is it? How big is it compared to where you're at right now? Are there just a few days and a few tasks to do to achieve it? Or is it more like months and years? Whatever it is, imagine what it's going to be like when you have achieved that goal. How are you going to feel? What is your life going to look like when you have reached this goal, attained it? And what is it like right now in comparison? We call that space between where you are and where you're going to be when you reach your goal the gap. And that gap is super important because it becomes the motivator behind whatever it's going to take to reach your goal. Now, if I think about something like, let's just say I have a small debt and I want to pay it off. Now, it might take me a couple of years if I just make small payments towards it. If I let go of all of the extra things in my life and I stop spending extra money, if I never call DoorDash to order anything, and if I really save every penny, I could pay it off a lot faster. And if I can imagine what things will be like once I've paid off my debt, and how I'm going to feel, what that's going to look like, and what that whole experience will be, then as I am moving towards this goal and taking the steps to get there,
I'm going to be able to remind myself of the end result I'm aiming for. I can push through this gap and develop the kind of discipline I need to make this goal achievable. Otherwise, it's just going to feel like suffering and punishment, and I'm going to want to let go of that. So the number one thing to do in setting and reaching a goal is to define what it's going to look like when we get there and what the gap is between here and there. Once we've got a clear picture of what we're trying to do, the next question would be, what do you feel is currently holding you back from just moving forward and achieving that goal? Well, in the case of the money, if we're paying off a small debt, it could be the thing holding us back might be wanting something now versus later. Or it could be feeling that it's a big challenge to set the money aside right now. Or maybe it could be we have a partner in our life and that person likes to spend the money when it comes in, so we have a little bit of a challenge together. Or it could be there's unexpected bills coming up regularly and we don't know those are going to come. So there could be a lot of things holding us back from achieving that particular goal. Now we're going to ask, what's preventing you from making this future a reality? I like that question because when we're thinking about envisioning what it's going to be like when we reach that goal, when we hit that target, now we can think about making it real. What will it feel like? What will it look like? What will I be doing in that state where I've reached this goal? That's going to open up all kinds of hidden spaces where maybe I actually don't believe it's possible to ever pay off a debt. Or maybe I don't believe it's possible to skip eating out. Or maybe I just think that I'm going to live with debt my whole life. I might have some kind of inside belief where I'm thinking about my life in a way that actually prevents me from changing it. One of those ideas could come up and help us crack the code that's going to move us forward. And that next question would be specific to those beliefs. What beliefs or ideas are limiting you? What emotions do you feel most strongly when you get stuck? I know if I were ordering DoorDash instead of paying down the debt, initially I might feel happy, satisfied, enjoy the food that I just ordered. And then the next day I might think, I could have saved that money and cooked a meal instead. And I'm going to feel a little bit of disappointment and wish that I was setting that money aside instead of spending it. The next question, when's the last time you felt like you were making progress toward this goal? What if you could say you are making progress towards this goal a little bit every single day? We can take tiny steps towards a goal. We can begin thinking more about the outcome. We can begin learning about what it's going to take. We can set up the time and we can schedule some journaling to reflect on our progress every day. We can really focus on things to help us make progress towards the goal and get more and more done towards that goal every day, even if it's a tiny thing. Some of you out there I know are teachers, yes, but you're also doing a side gig, like maybe you're coaching people. And some people I know are trying to grow a business. If you were trying to do that, you could make progress towards that full-fledged business by putting little things out there every day that build your business. Or maybe you're creating part of your coaching program every day. It doesn't have to take hours and hours, just a little bit will go a long ways. What would make the most difference between success and failure? Well, in my case, I think that when I'm working on a goal, it helps me to do the thing that I need to do for that goal first thing in the morning every day. If I get up and work on my goal every single morning for a short time, this means that I got the hardest thing out of the way early in the day, and I'm going to make progress. I can check the box. I can feel like I've done my due diligence towards my goal. And in alignment with my values, that would mean I put it first. What about you? What is your goal? Could you make a little bit of progress every day, early in the day, early enough to make sure it doesn't get lost? What's one step you could take today to move you closer toward your desired future? This is going to take a little thinking. And what would the people who are closest to you in your life say about your current situation or what's holding you back from making it happen? And why is it so important to you that you reach this goal? As you think about these things, think about how you could break that goal down into small steps. Once we take something big and overwhelming and break it down into little pieces, it's so much easier to take some action. Now, I know I've talked a lot about this on the podcast, but about 7 or 8 years ago, I began a journey of losing weight. When I was starting out losing the weight, I just thought about losing maybe 20 pounds. And then I thought about losing some more weight. And then I set a more ambitious goal. And I hit that goal. And then I got stuck there for a while. And then I started moving towards a better goal. And eventually, I hit my weight goal and lost a total of 100 pounds. That was just a wonderful achievement for me. And it proved to me that we really can achieve what we believe is impossible. I had thought that genetically I was predisposed to just being overweight my whole life. I thought I was going to be doomed to being 250 pounds, and I didn't think there was much I could do to change it. I had falsely believed that I was just going to get fat no matter what, and even if I ate healthy or exercised a lot, I couldn't really do much about my weight gain problem, and that wasn't true. Little by little, I just took small steps over time. Ultimately, I had lost 95 pounds that first year. It wasn't another, might have been like 4 or 5 years later when I just wanted to lose the last few pounds and hit the 100 pounds. And that's when it finally happened. But up until that point, I actually believed it was impossible because I thought I was too old. I just thought I can't ever have an ideal body weight. And that was not true. It might be that you have a belief about your goal that feels like it's impossible. Or maybe it feels like it's just not something you personally can achieve. Chances are there's something about that that you can stretch. Try a little step towards your goal and just keep moving. A lot of people make the biggest gains by taking small actions over time. Who knows? You might find that small actions over a long enough duration will make all the difference and help you achieve what you thought you could never do. I want to encourage you. I know you're out there doing great things, trying the best you can with what you have, and I want you to reach your goals. If now is a good time for you to work with a coach, I hope you'll reach out to me. Feel free to connect with me on my homepage of drbcoach.com. I'm currently taking new clients, and I'm doing two types of sessions with people. One is the Principles U debrief. If you're interested in taking your Principles U personality assessment, I'd be happy to do a debrief with you. There's a button there where you can sign up for a time and pay the session fee and sign up to work with me for that debrief. It's a 60-minute session, and you'll get a lot of benefit that will help you in your life, your relationships, and your work. And the other type of service I'm working right now is individualized, personalized one-on-one coaching. You get 45-minute sessions every other week tailored around your personal goals and needs. We'll take what's working for you, make it even better, and help you figure out where the resistance and tension in your life are and help you release those so you can move forward and reach your goals. I hope you'll come by and check it out. And I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.